By weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers, possible thunderstorms, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, then clearing overnight fog, lower to mid 50s. For tomorrow, some clouds early, then clearing skies. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 50. And Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The rash of catastrophic events hitting the beef industry during the last year, including the fire at Holcomb and COVID-19, has led Dustin Ahern, an animal protein analyst with Rabo AgriFinance, to conclude the industry needs more meatpacking capacity.
From 2002 to 2019, the average percentage of fed steer prices minus drop credit to comprehensive cutout was about 55%. In 2016, the average for that year was about 54%. So if the industry were to return to the leverage level of 2016, we'd need to add about 5,000 to 6,000 head of daily packing capacity.
He says that extra packing capacity can come from a variety of areas.
Number one, it could come from technology at existing plants. Another potential would be smaller to medium-sized plants that really specialize in niche markets. I'm talking 1,000 to 2,000 head daily capacity. And it's not cheap. We estimate about $100 to $120 million investment per 1,000 head of capacity. And we have to have enough capital to survive a full cattle cycle. If we start building a plant today, by the time that plant's up and running, we're probably going to be in a tighter cattle supply situation.
He says the cattle industry needs to be flexible and nimble to stay ahead of changes in the future.
The beef industry has really capitalized on a lot of successes over the last couple of decades. We've gained export market access, improved genetics, and increased meat product quality. But we can't simply rest on past successes. We have to really be focused on the consumer, being ready to innovate and be creative, because if history's making changes and jumps, we don't want to be caught flat-footed.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Mid-America Network News. Yesterday, Governor Laura Kelly, along with other governors, delivered virtual testimony to the House Committee on Financial Services on the need for continued COVID-19 support.
Our small businesses have suffered. Many have been unable to make up for lost revenue, were forced to furlough employees, or even shut their doors completely. Through all of these challenges, my administration has worked to keep Kansas families safe and healthy.
Governor Kelly said our federal partners must step in and help. Authorities have identified a 7-year-old Kansas girl who was fatally hit by a car while she crossed the street to board her school bus. Dickinson County Sheriff Gareth Hoffman says Cecilia Graff, a first grader at St. Andrew's Catholic School in Abilene, was hit by a car Wednesday morning. Hoffman says the bus was stopped with its flashing red lights on when a car driven by a 15-year-old high school student hit the girl. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a Junction City man was shot and injured by law enforcement after he fired shots at police. The incident happened around 3 a.m. on Wednesday when Junction City police officers and deputies from the Geary County Sheriff's Office responded to a domestic disturbance with shots fired. The KBI says 70-year-old James Marsh exited the home holding a shotgun and fired at police. One deputy and one police officer returned fire, striking him. No officers were hurt. Marsh is in fair condition after undergoing surgery. Data released by Kansas health officials shows that meatpacking plants continue to report the most active clusters of COVID-19 cases. Leaders of several large business organizations had urged the governor not to release the data, saying it could hurt businesses that are just trying to recover from the pandemic. Seven active clusters were identified at meatpacking plants, with 2,159 cases leading to 76 hospitalizations. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska voters will not get the chance to legalize medical marijuana this year after the state Supreme Court ruled that the measure set to appear on the November ballot is unconstitutional. The court's ruling was a win for social conservatives, including Governor Pete Ricketts, who argued that the state shouldn't legalize a drug that isn't approved by federal regulators. Governor Pete Ricketts is ending nearly all of his state's social distancing restrictions, even as the number of new coronavirus cases has trended upward over the last few months. The new rules will still limit the size of indoor gatherings, but will drop all other state-imposed mandates in favor of voluntary guidelines, as other conservative states have done. State officials say they made their decision based on the availability of hospital beds and ventilators. Nebraska hospitals have 36% of their regular beds, 31% of their intensive care unit beds, and 81% of their ventilators available. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The City of Washington will use a $41,400 community facilities grant to replace the roof and gutter of the public library facility and make other repairs through a partnership with the city, contributing $29,500 and the community contributing $47,500 in total donations. Rural development funding was made available through the $150 million in grants included in the Additional Supplemental Appropriations for Disaster Relief Act, which is designated to help eligible rural communities continue their recovery from the effects of natural disasters. Football homecoming activities are on tap Friday for Frankfort and Centralia High Schools. Frankfort High School homecoming queen candidates are Maggie Armstrong, Aubrey Rose, Keisha Shirley. King candidates Gavin Corneliuson, Hayden Gerstner, and Bryce Stoll. KNDY will be on hand for the Frankfort homecoming football matchup live on KNDY FM 95.5 Friday. Centralia homecoming queen candidates are Aaron Heskey, Sarah Cook, Avery Mars, and King candidates Jude Conley, Ian Haverkamp, and Spencer Ralph. A COVID-19-related death in Republic County was confirmed Wednesday. The elderly male in his 80s reportedly suffered underlying conditions of health, had tested positive August 22nd, and was hospitalized shortly thereafter. This is the first COVID-related fatality reported in Republic County, which has had 39 cases since the onset. Locally, Marshall County and Washington County each report two active cases, with 15 recoveries in Marshall, 14 in Washington County. Nemahal County had 7 cases reported as of earlier this week, with 54 recoveries. An injury accident was reported in Beatrice Wednesday afternoon, just after 4 p.m. James Boyer, age 59, of Beatrice, was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. The vehicle he was in crossed a divided highway on U.S. 77 at Sargent Road, went over a curb, striking a fire hydrant and utility pole, overturning. No other vehicles were involved. Richard Mazingo, age 45, of Centralia, was arrested Tuesday on charges of domestic battery and criminal threat. He remains in custody. Bond has not been set. Big Give Gage County Thursday raised nearly $220,000 from 2,155 donations toward 57 nonprofit organizations and causes. The Wymore Blue Springs Area Fund was tops in number of contributors with 131 and was second high in dollars raised with nearly $25,000. The Adult and Teen Challenge Women's Center was tops in contributions, topping $35,000. The leaderboard and totals raised are online at biggivegage.org. This was the second annual giving day for Gage County. 10th annual Jason Adams Memorial Trap Shoot is Saturday at Centralia Lake. Registration and free will donation meal at 11 a.m. For details, contact Roger or Ryan Adams or find more information on Facebook at Jason Adams Memorial Trap Shoot. The Fairbury City Museum will host the grand opening of the Military Room exhibit this Saturday from 1 to 4. The public is invited to attend the event at the museum in Fairbury. The museum has been collecting and becoming the repository of many pictures, uniforms, and artifacts since they were founded many years ago. It was reported this week Black Squirrel Night activities in Marysville in October will not be held this year, and the Haunted Hayrack rides in Frankfort are also suspended due to COVID-19. Marshall County Emergency Management Director Bill Swindeman and Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber will be guests on the Public Affairs Program this weekend, discussing distribution of federal pandemic relief funds designated to schools, communities, and businesses identified as affected by the pandemic. The program airs during our 7 a.m. news block Saturday. Leslie F. Droege, age 100, of rural Bern, passed away Monday. Arrangements pending with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge for Lola Droege.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day is coming up Tuesday, September 15th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Community Center. Donations can be made via cash, check, or online, with mail-in and online contributions accepted through and including Tuesday. You may drop off your gifts at the Community Center anytime through Tuesday or at the event Tuesday 7 until 4 at the Community Center. The Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is raising funds for maintenance of the historic Holm Cabin, with restoration efforts continuing and including repointing inside and out, as well as window repair. Help preserve this significant piece of Marshall County history and settlement. Marshall County Fair Association urges support of the youth of Marshall County. Ongoing projects include livestock show and other facilities at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. And Blue Rapids Historical Association and Museum is completing a donation processing room with priorities including plumbing and electrical work. Take advantage of a visit to the museum soon and see recent improvements and updated displays covering a range of subjects related to the history and development of the Blue Rapids community. Remember, you can contribute online or by mail anytime now through and including Tuesday with the Circle of Giving Match Day this Tuesday, September 15th, 7 until 4 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Full details online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this low-pressure system that has produced some showers and thunderstorms across the area is continuing to push off towards the east-southeast. We have an upper-level low spinning to the west of us that's going to move off towards the east-northeast, bringing us some scattered rain showers for today. But then finally, we'll see some clearing skies for tonight. High-pressure system moves in towards the end of the weekend, bringing us sunny skies, and it looks like back into the upper 70s. So across the listing area, scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, few rumbles at thunder, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies and it looks like clearing overnight will drop down to lower to mid 50s. For tomorrow, clouds early, then clearing skies, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 50. As we get into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, and Sunday night clear, temps lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September, 83. Recent record high, 98 in 2000. The average low, 58. Record low, 46, set in 2007. Sunset this evening, 7:40. Sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
Astronomy, the science of light on high. Dark, but for billions and billions of exceptions. And I insist on the exceptional.
Community Players in Downtown Beatrice invites you to discover the beautiful, humorous, and ultimately uplifting story of Silent Sky. Officially opening our modified 2020-21 season, this play is the perfect positive message for today. Don't miss Silent Sky, September 11th through the 13th and the 18th through the 20th. Learn more at BeatriceCommunityPlayers.com.
Can you raise an earth-friendly baby with disposable diapers? We will try to pin down an answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 11th. Patriot Day is the 255th day of the year, and singer Harry Connick Jr. celebrates a birthday. September has become the most popular birth month in America. A good time, we think, to revisit the question of cloth versus disposable diapers. Which are better for the environment? There's no clear-cut winner. The anti-disposable folks say that the estimated 5,000 diapers a child will use before being potty trained is too much for our landfills. Cloth diaper critics say the energy and water it takes to launder diapers offsets the reusable advantage. Cloth proponents argue that line drying and combining laundry loads can mitigate energy and water use. Environmental concerns, of course, are just one factor to consider before you reach the bottom line. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The NFL season is launched. Patrick Mahomes threw for 211 yards and three touchdowns. Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran through the rain for 138 yards and another score. And the Chiefs began defense of the first championship in 50 years by beating the Houston Texans 34-20 last night. The first game of the NFL season played before a socially distanced crowd of about 17,000. It also came after a series of videos and demonstrations by both teams designed to raise awareness of social justice initiatives. Royals rookie Brady Singer allowed just one hit, a two-out single, through an infield shift in the eighth inning and flirted with baseball history while leading the Royals to an 11-1 win over the Cleveland Indians. Making just his ninth career start, the 24-year-old Singer was four outs from becoming the 36th rookie to throw a no-hitter. Mid-America Network Sports.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales. Based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150. Only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
K-State football coach Chris Klieman was visibly relieved this week when he settled down in front of a camera to discuss with reporters the Wildcats' season opener against Arkansas State this weekend. Klieman's team had multiple players test positive for COVID-19, and at least one player who was expected to be a big part in the defense opted out. There was also the uncertainty of whether the Big 12 would even play this season, then the challenge in finding a single non-conference opponent to prepare for the start of conference play. But game week is here for the Wildcats, while Arkansas State will be trying to rebound from a loss to Memphis. The K-State Wildcats and the Arkansas State Red Wolves take to the gridiron tomorrow. Kickoff is at high noon. Also kicking off at high noon tomorrow, the KU Jayhawks and Baylor Bears. Back to the Kansas City Royals. They'll open up a three-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch this evening at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Our Friday night feature game has the Frankfort Wildcats entertaining Wetmore. It's homecoming for Frankfort, who dropped a 44-36 decision to Washington County in the season opener last week. Wildcat coach Nick Anderson talks about Wetmore tonight.
I told our guys this may be one of the better Wetmore teams that we've played in the last few years. They really get after it, and they're physical, and they're not very fancy, but they come right at you and punch you in the mouth. Coach Snacker is about as good as it gets, and he's definitely going to have his kids ready to go. And if we don't play more physical than we did last Friday, they're going to give us some fits.
Frankfort High School football tonight, live on FM 95.5, on air online, and on demand. We'll be teaming this evening with Blue Valley Technologies, live on BV TV Channel 3 and streaming online. Marysville Bulldogs, with a loss to Valley Heights in the season opener last week, open North Central Kansas League play hosting Wamego tonight. Bulldog head coach Dustin Hoyer.
We're going to have to be a lot more assignment sound. We can't have so many mistakes on so many plays. As far as Wamego goes, they got a ton of kids. They've got a lot of competition for spots. We know they're going to be extremely athletic. They've got enough numbers that a lot of their kids platoon, so they focus on one side of the ball or the other. To me, it's going to boil down to our guys taking a big step forward from the first week to the second week, and then, you know, hopefully when we face some adversity, we respond and we get the ball back and we're able to stop drives or we come up with some big plays.
Bulldog football live on AM 1570, FM 94.1 tonight, on air, online, and on demand. Valley Heights entertains Jeff County North. Hanover travels to Onega. Washington County is host to Bennington. Centralia homecoming match entertains Troy. Diller Odell's at Lawrence Nelson, and Southern entertains Freeman. High school football scores twice each hour on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show Friday nights. College action Saturday. Kansas State pregame at 9, kickoff at 11 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 8:30, 9 p.m. kickoff on FM 95.5.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Squash plants that suddenly wilt may be infested with squash vine borers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Check the base of the plant stem for damage. You may notice a pile of sawdust-like material called frass produced by these insects. The adult is a black and orange day-flying moth that lays its eggs near the base of the stems. The eggs hatch and the small worm-like larva bores into, then continues eating inside the stem. This prevents water and nutrients from moving between the roots and leaves, causing the plant to wilt and eventually die. But don't give up just yet. Leave the plants in place while carefully slicing the stem lengthwise. Remove or kill any borers you find. Then cover this portion of the stem with moist soil. This encourages roots to form along the stem so the plant can continue to grow and produce. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
The population of North Platte, Nebraska is about 23,000 people. That's also about the number you might find working at this place in town. It's a city within a city, and I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Eldon Walters works at the Golden Spike Tower in North Platte, Nebraska. This is the largest rail yard in the world, and it has a very large repair shop for locomotives.
We have 700 employees in the diesel shop in a 24-hour period. It's a three different eight-hour shift, and our building is the size of three football fields inside of it. We can have 80 locomotives in there at one time being serviced. We do not want the locomotives kept in there over about an 8 to a 10-hour period, so you can see how many locomotives go through every day.
When you consider all of the other workers in the rail yard, you have quite a city within the city of North Platte.
We have about 2,300 employees out here in this yard every 24 hours, plus the other 700 over here in the diesel shop, and that doesn't include all of the train crew. The engineer and the conductor that is on each train as it's leaving the yard, every train has to have an engineer and a conductor.
Those engineers and conductors work in districts designed to keep them in a set geographic area.
Like a conductor that lives here and an engineer here in North Platte, if he's westbound, he will go to Cheyenne, which they can only be on the train 12 hours. Then they got to go and get 10 hours of rest.
Once the rest period is complete, that crew is headed back from where they came.
Then when their name comes back up on the board, they will operate a train back to North Platte. They do not go on across the country. They stay in their district. So even a train that's going across the country here, every train still stops here in North Platte, and a different engineer and a conductor can get on it and keep going.
Those working trains east from North Platte will go as far as Omaha. It's a very interesting place where you can see rail cars and locomotives literally heading to all parts of the country. Traveling the countryside in North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel offers a laid-back atmosphere where everyone feels welcome. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our hotel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
If water is constantly a problem in or around your driveway, installing a culvert might help. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The pipe allows water to pass through and drain away as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Other low areas on your property may be a point of frustration when the rainwater won't drain from your driveway. Consider installing a culvert pipe underneath it so the water has somewhere to go. Paul Wiegand is the director of the statewide Urban Design and Specifications Program with the Institute for Transportation at Iowa State University. He says the first thing to do is contact your local public works department or county engineer's office.
Because they'll have minimum sizes that they require, and they'll also provide some guidance as to what size of pipe you should have. Most people are not going to be able to go through a serious calculation about the size of the pipe. So lean on those engineers that are available in those agencies. Plus also, chances are you're going to have to get a permit from one of those agencies.
Don't forget to contact your One Call system so they can contact utility companies to be sure you won't be disturbing any underground lines. Once the length of the pipe is determined, core out the area where it will be laid.
Put some granular material, generally 3/4 inch to 1 inch size, on the bottom where the pipe will lay. It provides good support for the pipe. You install the pipe and then backfill around the pipe. Generally, you're going to use that same 3/4 to 1 to 1.5 inch material around the pipe to provide good support and structural support for that pipe.
Backfill that at least to the middle of the pipe. Wiegand says for best operation, you should go to the top of the pipe or even a little bit over, depending on how much elevation you're able to add. Then complete your driveway servicing, whether it be soil or gravel. Learn more about installing a culvert at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
There's an old saying that a penny saved is a penny earned. And when I first heard this, my reaction was, one penny? That's not even worth saving. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So here's the thing about saving money. If you put a little away every month, you'll have what you need in the future so you can pursue your passions and live with purpose. Just start by simply looking at your monthly expenses, like groceries. Are there things you buy that you don't really need? Maybe alternatives that would cost less? Maybe even shopping at a store that gives you volume discounts, especially if you have a big family. And then there's cable TV, phone, and internet. There, you can compare what you have to what's being offered by others. And often, you can shave several dollars off your bill simply by asking for a discount. So start saving those pennies. They add up to dollars. And when you have a plan for your finances, you can make decisions with financial clarity and live a life of meaning and gratitude in the process.
Searching for a value to place on improved soil health. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
What do improvements to soil health bring to a farmer's bottom line? That's a question the American Farmland Trust is trying to answer, according to AFT's Ag Innovations Director, Bill Brand.
We know that evidence exists that no-till, strip-till, cover crops, and various nutrient management practices can improve water quality and soil health. But unfortunately, there really just is not that much information about the economic benefits linked with those better soil health outcomes and the practices that are implemented to achieve those improved soil health outcomes.
Brand says a lot of folks could benefit from knowing more about soil health economics.
Not only farmers, but retailers, individuals that may be providing technical assistance or providing input recommendations to farmers want to know and learn more about those outcomes, as well as landlords, bankers, farm insurance providers, etc., want to know and have a better understanding of the bottom line when farmers are implementing those practices.
Do an online search for AFT soil health case studies to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
KNDY.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. The American Farm Bureau Federation is helping voters across the nation navigate the challenges of making sure their voice is heard in the upcoming 2020 election. Michael Clements tells us about how the new online toolkit may help ranchers and farmers in the country.
The voter toolkit is provided to all Farm Bureau members and the public in general so that they can access their voter information for the 2020 election. They can look up who their candidates are. They can find out how to vote, too, because with the COVID-19 pandemic, the way voting is going to happen this year is changing constantly.
The AFBF's program, iFarm, iVote, allows farmers and ranchers to vote and find ballots. Information using the toolkit, and Michael Sistak, the AFBF grassroots program developer, talks about the program.
By pledging to vote, we are showing that the Farm Bureau family, our nearly 6 million members nationwide, are civically engaged and they're going to vote. And when we ask them to take that pledge, we ask them to share that on social media and share the fb.org/vote link so that folks in their network can access that same voter information.
For more information on the program, you can go to fb.org. In other news, the Kansas corn harvest is underway for the 2020 fall harvest season and is predicted to slow down over the last week because of the wet and colder weather. But according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's crop progress report, the state's corn crop condition is currently at 7% very poor, 12% poor, 28% fair, 39% good, and 14% excellent. Mature at 31% across the state of Kansas, and so far, just over 4% of the crop has been harvested across the state. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic created a record gap between what consumers pay for beef and pork and the dollars received by farmers. Correspondent Michael Clements tells us how large that disparity is.
The farm-to-retail price spread is the difference between the cost a consumer pays versus what the farmer receives. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Neveu says the pandemic drove beef and pork price spreads to record levels.
If you look at the farm-to-retail price spread for beef, in June it was $5.21 per pound, and that is the highest it's been ever since the data was collected beginning back in 1970. You see a similar story in pork. So the farm-to-retail spread for pork hit its record in June at $3.65 per pound.
Neveu says labor issues in meatpacking plants caused the increases.
What we saw back in May and June was a decline in the dollars per pound that farmers were receiving for their animals. This was mainly driven by the labor issues that we saw in processing plants. This was basically creating a shortage of beef and pork on the market. So you saw the increase in prices at wholesale and retail level. But because you saw a constraint in processing capacity, which basically created an oversupply of animals on the market. That's why you saw the decline in the prices of animals as well.
Neveu says processing capacity appears to be getting back to normal.
Hopefully we're past the worst of it. There still is somewhat of a backlog of animals. Most people think we're pretty close to, at least in the cattle side of things, getting those feedlots relatively current. Given everything with COVID, it's hard to speak with any certainty, but I think we're, at least in terms of processing capacity, mostly relatively back to normal.
Read more about the price spreads on the market intel page at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
You can find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We are agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest time, the payday of a year's worth of hard work. With all that's gone on this year, make sure you don't add to the story because of a farm accident. This station and AgView.net want you to take time and be safe. Overhead power lines, unattentive drivers, and hurry can change a community in a moment. Stop, look, and listen. The life you save may be your own. The radio brings you many messages. This one is to thank safety every day. Have a great and safe harvest from this station at AgView.net.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by this Nexstar Radio Group station. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about the help that farmers give to just about everybody on the planet. And I'll talk about it after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I've said many times during my career as an agricultural broadcaster that farm families are the most giving people I know, giving of themselves and of their businesses and providing food for a hungry world. That's why I want to say thank you and pay tribute to the farmers who have been involved in the Farmers to Families program. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced a few days ago that the Farmers to Families Food Box program has distributed more than 75 million food boxes in support of American farmers and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And earlier this past week, President Trump announced an additional up to $1 billion will be added to the Farmers to Families Food Box program while the economy continues to reopen. The delivery of 75 million boxes has helped an incredible number of Americans in need, according to Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, who went on to say, "I couldn't be more proud of the great job done by the Food Box program staff and the many farmers, distributors, and nonprofits that helped to get this program off the ground for the American people. Each of these milestones is marked by pride and has required hours of hard work and dedication from USDA employees, farmers, ranchers, distributors, and the brave volunteers of countless nonprofits going the last mile to reach Americans in need." And he concluded his remarks, "We are well into the second round of delivery, and we're working harder than ever to continue to build on the success of the program." To me, just another example of how farmers and ranchers and all food producers are generous with sharing the results of their farming or ranching operations. And we have seen several different examples of being helped by the problem of weather and drought and everything else. Because, as you know, the fires in California have been horrible so far this summer. And then we add to that the derecho that blew through the Midwest and the hurricanes that hit the South. But again, farmers are coming to the aid of those other farmers who are being impacted negatively by Mother Nature this year. So thank you and congratulations to farmers and ranchers and food producers on this Labor Day holiday. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
If you're thinking about buying land, think about financing it with Frontier Farm Credit. Not only do we deliver attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, we deliver ownership, a voice in how we work, and a share of what we earn in the form of cash-back dividends. When it comes to financing real estate, you'll find more reasons to land with us. Call Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at frontierfarmcredit.com. Agriculture works here. Equal housing lender.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Take advantage of the early fall growing conditions to stockpile pasture for livestock. The longer you can graze, the more money you'll save in feed on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Aside pasture for fall and winter grazing is called stockpiling. Allowing quality forages to grow during this time of the year meets the energy and protein needs of spring calving cows, dry cows, and replacement heifers. Gary Lacefield is an extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says the best grasses to set aside for fall and winter pasture will maintain their growth and quality at lower temperatures.
Since we're going to be grazing this, it would be a sod-forming grass that would be able to withstand cattle pressure better and give us better footing. So those are the characteristics that we look for, and that's what we've got here with the two grasses, Tall Fescue and Kentucky Bluegrass. And by far, the superior one of these would be Tall Fescue.
The crude protein and digestibility of Tall Fescue is better in the fall and winter. In late summer, Lacefield recommends grazing down the designated pasture area or cutting it for hay. Remove the animals, top dress with nitrogen, and let it grow. In the meantime, use up all other available pasture forages. When they're gone, you may put livestock into the stockpiled area. He suggests a conservative strip grazing program.
Go out in that field at some designated point and put a poly wire across there and give them access only to that first strip. Then you would simply move the wire to the second strip and then the third and the fourth until you had eventually gotten across the entire field. By doing that, you can increase the grazing days off of that same field without any additional input except moving that fence by up to 50%.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about stockpiling pasture at agriculture.com.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we go through a Friday today, and we're starting to see a lot of red pop up on the board today. The wheat was the first one to drop in, and now the rest of the grains seem to be dipping into the red as well for some of the later futures in the corn industry. Soybeans still seem to be doing relatively well, and the livestock seems to be doing well as well. September corn is still up 5.5 to 362 and 3/4. December corn is up 1/4 to 365 and 1/4. March, however, has dipped down 1/4 lower to 374 and 3/4. On the wheat side, they're still staying in the red right now. September down 4.5 to 535.5. December wheat is down 7.5 to 540 and 3/4. On the KC wheat side, we see September down 15 points to 461 and 1/4, with December KC wheat down 4.25 to 469 and 3/4. Soybeans, however, still doing very well today. September's up 27 points to 1012. Even November is up 12 and 3/4 to 990 and 1/4. On the meal side, September's up 480 to 315 and 90 cents.
In October, is up 4.70 to 3.17 and 40 cents. On the oil side, we still see green here, 17 cents higher for September, up 33.30. And October's up 35 cents to 33.38. Livestock, we still see, as we mentioned, still green here. October live cattle's up 47 cents to 105.57. Feeder cattle for October is up 87 cents to 140.47. And lean hogs are up 192 right now for October, 266. And 35 cents. Real quick, in the energy markets, we see they started off red all across the board today, but now we're starting to see a lot of green pop up, which is nice to see. Crude oil for October up 11 cents to 37.41. October unleaded gas is up just a hair to 110. Heating oil for October is up a penny to 109. And natural gas for October, they are in the green, the red right now, 5 cents lower to 227. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.